There is Eminem with his latest, and we're talking about Eminem's return to form on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Last hour, we talked to a lot of different people who don't like Eminem and don't like his music. What's the name of this track, by the way? Well, there's no title to it, is there? But it's the new Eminem track. Without Me is the name of it. And we want to, you know, we're getting opinions from people who don't like his stuff. We want to talk to some people who do like his material and listen to his music. We got a caller on the line from... Now, you're at a military academy?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And what is your name?
I'm Cadet R.C. Collins, sir, from Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California.
All right. Are you a Eminem fan?
Yes, I am, sir. We've enjoyed his music for quite some time. We think he's, to use a military term, he's very hoorah. And, we think his music speaks to a certain aggressiveness that I think our fighting men and women should have.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 16.
And you are a cadet first class. When are you graduating?
Hopefully with a commission to the United States Army as a full lieutenant in June of 2003.
Now, you go to a military academy, and you listen to music?
Well, we do listen to a lot of music during our liberty periods and just before lights out, sometimes during our study sessions. Sometimes we do have war college seminars. And
so what do you think of his music? What do you think of Eminem's music?
Well, I think the disappointing thing is that so many Americans don't like Mr. Mathers' music, and they might be afraid of it, they might be a little timid. We say you got to be hoorah. We think Eminem's music is aggressive. It's music that adapts and overcomes.
Now, but just so I let our listeners know, Mr. Mathers is Marshall Mathers, that's his real name?
That's correct, yes. That's my understanding.
All right. Well, let's, for the purposes of our conversation, let's call him Eminem, all right?
Yes, sir, that's fine.
All right, it's unfortunate that his music isn't more widely heard on radio and television. Would you say that?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to call. I feel that a lot of your listeners don't quite understand the importance of motivation for the fighting men and women of this country. This latest song of his is, I think it's a lot like a battle cry for individual achievement and motivation. And Eminem, Mr. Henry, and his music is a statement that's important to the armed forces of our country. I like to think that the radio and TV people of this country have enough respect for our armed forces that they would play the Eminem CD and play his videos.
Well, this isn't that important to you guys, though, that they play Eminem's music. I mean, I'm having a hard time understanding how important Eminem's music...
We like his music.
And you guys at the military academy, but to the armed forces...
Well, I think everybody in the armed forces appreciates Eminem because he's in your face, he's hoorah.
What do you mean by hoorah? Is that some kind of...
That's a term we use in the military that basically lets everyone know that we are ready to die for our country.
All right.
And I think you have to understand, in my case, I'm going to be commissioned hopefully as a lieutenant in the U.S. Army when I turn 18. At least I think that's how it works. And I'll be responsible for the lives of my men. But more importantly... as it pertains to our war on terror, we're going to be responsible for the lives of the American people. And I don't know really that I want to send a man to his death if he's not allowed to hear the music he wants to hear. And
well, if he's not allowed to hear Eminem's music on the radio, the music isn't played that much. His music isn't played that much on MTV.
Yeah, but am I supposed to send a man to his death? What are we saying? We believe that Eminem's music is hoorah, it overcomes and adapts. But it can't go on the radio? See, that's the problem.
Well, what you're telling me is if you're a young lieutenant and Eminem's music isn't on the radio or on MTV in America, you don't order your men to go into battle?
Well...
I mean, is that what you're saying? You wouldn't order your men to go into battle if MTV wasn't playing Eminem's music?
I can tell you we just might forget to give orders to capture a hill. We might.
You would purposefully forget orders to carry out orders in combat because you can't hear Eminem.
Well, Mr. Henry, again, we're willing to fight and die for this country. When I turn 18, and hopefully I'm commissioned as a full lieutenant, as I mentioned to you, I'm going to be on the front lines defending this country. And I don't want to do it if I can't listen to somebody who I think is very talented, very aggressive, speaks, I think, to a lot of the problems in this country, I think speaks to the fighting men and women of this country.
You want to hear Eminem on the radio, or you're not going to... See, understand, if you're a soldier, you have to follow orders.
Mr. Henry, we feel there should be more Eminem, more Dr. Dre, more ODB. Bring back some of that Tupac. Okay, it enables and empowers the American fighting men. And
so I think you're saying you're going to do something, but you're going to do two different things. You're saying you're going to fight for this country, but not if Eminem's music isn't on the radio.
Look, Mr. Henry, last month we were asked by our superiors for a later Lights Out time. Actually, we asked for a later Lights Out time. Our superiors asked us to have an earlier Lights Out time. We wanted to move it later. They didn't come through, so we adapted and we overcame. And we left the locks off of our foot lockers for a week. And I think that really shows that we are hardcore, we're men of our word. And I don't want to say it, but if we don't get Eminem on the TV and radio, it's going to be tough to fight for this country.
Okay, that's what I want. So in other words, you're saying you wouldn't fight for your country if you didn't have Eminem on TV or on the radio, and isn't that not being a patriot? All right, now we've just lost our caller. But isn't that not being a patriot? Get him back, will you? 1-800-449-8686 gives us an opportunity at least to give out our phone number. Now, you're hearing this kid. He's from a military academy in Altadena, California. He says that if he's commissioned as a lieutenant in the United States Army and he can't hear Eminem on the radio or on MTV, he may not give the order to attack. Okay, are you back, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're saying that you're ready to go to the mat. Now, last month they asked you guys, you wanted a later Lights Out time. They wouldn't give it to you, so you left the locks off your foot lockers. And I'm not familiar with military life. Is that a serious...
Well, we took them to the wall on it, yes, sir.
All right, when you don't put the locks on your footlockers, that's serious.
We took them to the wall. Yes, sir, we did. And I think that shows that as fighting men and women, we know where our priorities lie. I mean, I don't mind America expressing itself, but as a fighting man, what am I fighting for? I'm fighting for a free country. And I turn the radio on, and I don't hear Eminem. I don't hear Dr. Dre. I don't hear a lot of the songs that I want to hear. Maybe I'm just not going to want to jump out of a helicopter. Maybe it's going to be tough for me to take a hill.
But that's not what you want to tell people. That's not what you want to tell the American people, is it?
I want to tell the American people that we love our country, and I will fight to the death. I'm ready to eat my own guts. But there are some trade-offs.
You can't trade off if you're a soldier.
Eminem leads this country's voice, and also he...
Eminem is an artist who makes a lot of money, okay?
Yes, sir.
And he's also a guy who sometimes they play his stuff on the radio and sometimes they don't. You're a guy who fights for the United States military. You follow orders, right?
Yes, I do, sir, with exceptions.
No, there's no exceptions. You follow orders, right?
I do follow orders, yet.
Yeah, then what is this stuff about not going into battle if you don't hear Eminem on the radio and you don't see his music on MTV?
I'm simply saying that we want to hear Eminem on the radio, we want to see him on MTV, put him on, and we don't have any problems.
Otherwise, we got problems. You guys aren't going to fight in Afghanistan?
I hope to go to Afghanistan, and I hope to bring Bin Laden's head out of a cave. But if I don't hear Eminem on the radio, I mean, why would I want to do that? He gives me, it's the kind of music that gives...
Why would you want to go and get Bin Laden if you can't hear Eminem on the radio? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but I mean...
That's what you're saying.
Unfortunately, yes, sir.
You're not going to go fight in Afghanistan...
If we don't see the Eminem video on MTV, the Without Me Eminem video, I think America's in very serious trouble.
All right, folks, you heard it.
I mean, the American people who are offended by Mr. Eminem may have to fend for themselves if there's another terrorist attack.
All right, well, you just heard what that kid said. He's in the Bradley Military Academy.
Well, I wouldn't make a big deal out of it, Mr. Henry.
No, I'm making a big deal out of it. You're in a military academy, and you have just said on my show across this country you wouldn't fight for this country unless they put Eminem's new single on the radio.
You got it.
I got it, huh?
That's right. I mean, I have great respect for you, Mr. Henry, and all the American civilians. You do what you got to do. I do what I got to do. I think in the time of combat, I'd rather be hanging with my friends here at the military academy than being with you and all of the people. You're probably in bad shape and everything.
So if you were in the Army, would you defend me?
Is Eminem's music on the radio?
Let's say it wasn't.
You're SOL.
I'm out of luck, huh?
I'm afraid so, sir. Sir, that's very difficult.
Well, I think that is not patriotic at all.
It's very difficult for me to say this, but you either get Slim Shady on the radio and on MTV, or you can kiss off my participation and the participation of other members of the military in armed conflict in Afghanistan.
Well, you just heard it. This kid, who is a 16-year-old first-class cadet from Bradley Military Academy, he ain't fighting for this country unless Eminem's new single is on the radio. What about this Eminem, anyway? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And this young guy has said that he loves his country, but he is willing to go to the wall on this. In fact, last month, when they wanted to have their lights-out time moved from 10 to 11, they were turned down and they left the locks off their foot lockers. They are, quote, hardcore. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's all they say about it, Phil. But a lot of it has to do with, you can hear it right now, you say that on the background.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. What is that that's playing in the background?
That's the Eminem CD.
That's the Eminem CD?
Yes, sir.
Are you in your barracks right now?
We're in our dorm room right now, yeah. Round the outside. I mean, this is slamming. And I think every fighting man in this country would agree with me. Eminem's is a very independent voice, represents America. You don't hear him on the radio, never anywhere. We think he should be on MTV. Or I'll have some very serious questions for my commander-in-chief if he wants to drop my rear end into a hot LZ. That's all I'm saying.
Look, kid, you're 16. Can you turn that down?
Yes, sir?
You're 16 years old, son.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. Please don't refer to me as son. I'm willing to lay my life on the line for you and all of the other people in Hollywood and your entertainment business.
Look, kid, whether I'm in the entertainment business or not, I am a guy who's lived 49 years.
And please don't call me kid either.
All right, look it. RC, I've lived 49 years. You've lived 16. Okay?
Sir, I'm willing to eat my own guts for this country.
Have you seen combat?
We have been in some very, very intense war games.
No, that, in other words, you haven't seen combat. Okay, 1-800...
We are putting our lives on the line. The least the American people can do is not be so selfish and respect Eminem to play it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Catherine, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Catherine.
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
My comment was, I just tuned in and I heard all this talk about Eminem. And what I have to say about that, my father is in the U.S. military, and
Hoorah!
He fought for our country a few times in different wars.
Hoorah!
And all I have to say is that I think it's very disrespectful and shameful that we have little teenagers that are sitting here saying that they're not going to fight for our country.
Catherine, could you hold on for a minute? Catherine, hold on.
Yeah.
RC, turn the music down, okay?
I believe it's my constitutional right.
It may be, but I can't hear the lady when you have it on.
Okay.
Go ahead, Catherine.
I just feel that fighting for our country and not for Slim Shady on the radio. I mean, it's pretty pathetic after what happened September 11th to have, you know, kids like a 16-year-old that doesn't know anything about terrorism or anything like that to be spouting that he's not going to help anybody out in our country because Eminem is not on the radio.
Ma'am, with all due respect, you're a female, and you're one of the reasons why I would go to war, to protect you and to protect the mothers and the sisters. But the day I go to Afghanistan, I want to bring Bin Laden's skull out of the cave and dance to the beat of Mr. Eminem with Bin Laden's skull in the cave area.
That's fine. You can dance to his beat in your headphones. Don't choose to, you know, not go to war or not fight for our country because of your liberal beliefs about Eminem.
Why can't they play Mr. Eminem while we go?
I don't know, maybe because
in Afghanistan.
You know what? I like Eminem too. And
yeah.
there's certain songs that I do like.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not gonna fight about it on the air about whether he should or not, and whether I'm going to go to war because he's not being played.
But that's the whole reason for the
You do not know what it is like to leave your children and your family at home while you go on the front line or even go through Aeromed and possibly have a chance to get shot down because of your country. You're fighting for your country, not some for damn song.
Ma'am,
right?
I think I do know.
No, you don't. You're 16 years old. You have no clue.
That's right.
My mother and my dad, and I had a dog that I'd had since I was a kid.
Well, if you had your dad in the military,
the only way I'll defend this country is if they play MM.
Then you're not a patriot, kid, and you don't belong in the armed forces.
No, you shouldn't. Why did you join the military?
Because I want
to
eat
your
own
country,
guts.
Right?
I could eat my own guts and go to get
it. That's good. Eat your own guts. Nobody cares. You know what? We care about is if we defend the country or not. And if you turn that radio down when you're on talking on air, it would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, turn that down, okay?
Ma'am, bottom line is if I don't get Slim Shady, what happens if you end up wearing a burqa maybe someday? Then you'll wish that I had Slim Shady. Yeah.
You know what? There's about 100 million freaking military. Listen, there's about 100 military men out there that are willing to defend their country no matter what is being played on the radio.
You got it, okay? And look, they may even be out there defending the country so that you can listen to Slim Shady someday, and they think Slim Shady sucks.
Exactly. Another thing.
No
American
is
that if we were in Pakistan, you wouldn't even have Slim Shady to listen to on a CD.
Why?
Right?
Why?
Do you know that?
Why?
We'd be fighting for U.S. because we are free.
In Pakistan.
And we don't have a, communist country. We are free.
They have a black market of Slim Shady and Eminem records in Afghanistan.
I'm sure they got a black market of a lot of crap over there if the Pakistan government had their...
Yeah, see, I beat you on 2 points. Maybe the reason that a lot of you are upset about their fathers going to war is because they had to listen to the Bee Gees and they didn't listen to the Slim Shady.
You know what? You have no right saying that because you know what? My father came home.
Your father
listened to Slim Shady... Maybe you're going to miss and some stupid terrorist going to shoot you in your head.
Right. And you know what, kid? You got to stay alert.
Mr. Henry, I believe that
I'm 20 years old and I'm a female and I work hard. And my father works hard for his being in the U.S. Armed Forces.
Isn't it true that your
he
father...
He paid his debt to society just like scumbags like you, son.
But didn't your father go to war listening to, like, the grassroots and nasty-ass stuff like that?
You know what? That was the least of their concerns.
They didn't care.
Their concerns were to save the United States
communists. I seen that movie, Apocalypse Now, and the guy
sorry,
was
going to
see...
I'm going to have to get off the phone.
Catherine.
I can't deal with him anymore.
Catherine, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Turn it down! Let me tell you something. I got 4 kids at home, okay?
Yes, sir.
Don't turn that music up while we're talking. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
You're on my airwaves right now. Have some respect. Represent the military.
I said I'm sorry, sir.
Good.
Pain in the ass, Mr. Hedy.
Okay, one more time. 1-800-449-8686. This kid doesn't want to go to Fight for America unless Eminem's new CD is played on the radio and MTV. And he's in a military academy in Altadena. He says he's ready to eat his own guts and go get Bin Laden. But not at the price of not being able to listen to Eminem, who he says is hoorah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.
What?
If you're going to take things out of Afghanistan, okay? This is...
You need to turn it down, man.
That relates to the experience of a lot of fighting men in the United States Army or military.
What? Two trailer park girls go around the outside. I heard the opening lines to the song. Is that some kind of...
Yeah, well, that relates, I guess, to a lot of our experience. I go to a private military academy, so my parents do have... are financially well off, I guess. But most people in the U.S. military come from that kind of background.
What, did they come from trailer parks?
I don't know if they come specifically from trailer parks, but most people in the Army and Marines and everything do come from that kind of, what, you know, trash background or what.
Listen, I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicated.
Word up!
CC won't let me be, or let me be.
That, to me, that's, I want to go to Afghanistan and fight Bin Laden, but not if I can't hear my favorite music on TV or on MTV.
All right. And your name's R.C., right?
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Ignacio. Ignacio, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Fine.
Well, basically, I just wanted to comment to the gentleman, R.C. I was kind of just listening, if you want to turn that down. I'm 21.
Thank you, yeah, turn it down.
Right, I'm 21. I'm from a younger generation. And, well, basically, you know, as you know, Eminem's going to pose as Bin Laden in his new video, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I don't know. I haven't heard, not heard
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, well, that's the new one, man. He wants to come out posing as Osama bin Laden in his new video.
Yeah,
and
but you see, that's satirical.
Wait, can you give me a second? You've been speaking to I don't know how many callers. Just one
exactly.
second.
Exactly. Let the man talk.
Right.
But he doesn't
wait,
get
hold
what
on.
It's about.
Just, are you getting upset? Are you getting frustrated?
No,
I'm just piece of information?
No, I'm just
well,
saying,
then be quiet.
You don't get it.
Listen, he could be posing as Osama bin Laden, making fun of him with a regardless of what it is. When someone takes the lives of 2,500 Americans, regardless of how you're playing around, it's distasteless. It's just straight up not right.
Well, wait a second.
Wait, hold on. He also made in his last CD, if you're such a big fan, when I like Eminem, but when I heard his CD making fun of Columbine kids, what's that about?
Well,
man?
That's all about how the Columbine kids went crazy.
Oh,
they
come
went
on.
Crazy.
Come on. He
what Columbine
right.
kid? Two Columbine kids went crazy. The rest of them got shot.
Right.
Well, but yeah.
How about if a guy goes into your military academy, blows away 12 of your friends, and then a rapper comes out making fun of your school
I'd
about
like,
the friends that just died.
Like
you wouldn't like that very much,
like
would
to,
you?
I'd like to see anybody try to take firearms into Bradley Military
oh,
Academy.
Oh, come on. The
I
kids weren't in a high school trying to get an education. They weren't in a military school.
I believe we'd rock his world.
All right, so you...
That's very nice. Well,
yes,
anyway,
sir.
My point is that this guy's dressed as Osama bin Laden, the same guy that you want to take his head off or whatever in a cave. The rapper that you're saying that you won't fight for unless his music is being played, he's dressing up as a person that you want to kill. So basically, this is just a very sick circle, and I think you have a very bad mental problem,
no,
and I hope that you don't get into the military, and
me,
I hope
you
a person like you
Slim Shady
does not have a gun.
Joke. He's doing
I hope
jokes.
You don't get issued a gun or anything like that, any kind of weapon.
I
want
to go to Afghanistan
on.
And take Bin Laden's head out of
you're
a cave
not gonna do anything.
And then have
you're
sex
not going to go
the
in there single-handedly and take out Osama bin Laden.
Oh,
come
yeah?
on.
We've been trained
in the country, and that's about it.
We've been trained in hand-to-hand combat, and I can go.
Oh, what have you been trained? What do you hit dummies? What do you hit tackling dummies?
We work.
You hit each other as friends.
We work within our.
You don't use live ammo, do you?
Not yet.
Oh, come on! You're 16 years old. I'm only 21, and I'm still just now experiencing what life is about, man.
But what we do at the military academy is hand-to-hand combat training. We've learned two judo moves. We're also going to be moving on.
Two judo moves. Wow. That's really... Can you dodge bullets?
Oh, well, wait a second. How many judo moves does you know?
I don't need to know any. I'm not in the military. That's my problem. I work hard
then
every day,
do,
and I graduated
yes.
from high school.
Yes,
if
sir.
I wanted to get into the military, I'd probably do that.
We do learn to dodge mortar rounds and bullets.
Wait
oh
a minute.
My gosh. You're not
wait
in the Matrix, kid. You're not in the Matrix.
I know
you're
not
going to dodge bullets like Keanu Reeves. And
but you can
maybe
dodge...
that movie messed you up in the head just as Eminem's messing up in your head.
The Matrix was a very, very good movie about... There was some weird stuff in it, but it was good firearms.
Right, it has a good plot to it. Okay, how about if your friends say, we're not going to fight unless we hear Backstreet Boys? You think
that's
be a little off the wall, wouldn't
it's
you?
It's gay. It's totally
it's
gay.
Why? But that's your personal opinion.
No, man, everybody knows that Eminem's deaf.
Oh, my gosh.
Check
that,
it out.
That's very nice, man. I'm glad to hear that. Go ahead.
See?
Hey, guess what?
See?
I just want to make one more comment.
Hey,
let's say you
thing.
Go to Afghanistan and you die, and Eminem makes a track about you. How would you like that? Makes fun of your death.
He's
oh,
not
going to
make fun
around.
Of my death. He knows that I'm going to go over and get bin Laden and have sex with the open mouth of the skull.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go and... Yeah, okay, laugh. But when I go over and get Bin Laden...
Kid, you are living in a fantasy land.
Two judo moves... Mr. Henry, again, Chief, I don't have much time to be wasting. I just thought that maybe you'd get some input. Did you know, Mr. Phil Henry, that Osama Bin Laden...
is going to be in the new...
Eminem's going to be dressed as him?
Yeah, I didn't hear about...
You guys don't understand that it's satirical.
Regardless, the guy killed 2,500
Americans. That's right. So Slim Shady thinks this is a big joke?
If you let Slim Shady in the military, he'd lead us to victory.
He feeds off kids like you.
Turn your stupid music.
His record sales range from kids from 13 past 24.
You don't think that, in other words, you don't think that Eminem would be able to lead people into battle?
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm telling you, as soon as
Eminem would be the first guy shot.
If MTV plays that video... it's going to be on for no longer than maybe a day or two after parents start seeing that. They're not going to see someone.
Yeah, the U.S. Army will think it's great, and then we'll go get Bin Laden in his head, too.
Oh, my gosh. What are you going to do? Not tie your laces? Not put double knots on your laces or something? What are you guys going to do? You didn't put the locks on your...
What'd you say?
You said that you wouldn't put the locks on your...
We will refuse to put locks on our foot lockers.
Wow, how many are you in that school? You think that there's not another 100,000 kids that want to go out there regardless of what's going on the radio?
I can't hear you anymore.
All right, look at Ignacio. Turn it down, kid.
Turn your music up, kid. That seems to be the only remedy that you have.
Thanks for calling. I've got to take another thing. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Lee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Kid, grow up. You are... get that crap out of my ear, boy. Get it out of my ear. I do not like that type of garbage. Furthermore, I don't think you deserve the right.
I'm going to be in the United States military.
Shut up to me. I'm telling you something, boy. Shut up. You do not even have a right to be in that academy.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I am not.
You sound like you're joking.
No, I am not, mister. You listen to me, mister.
You sound like my grandfather when he acts like a dick.
Well, what happened? All right, here is David on the Phil Henry Show. David?
Yeah, hey, Phil.
Yeah.
My comments are directed for RC. First of all, I'm a major on active duty, and if RC wants to pretend to be a soldier, then the first thing he can do is shut his mouth, and that's an order.
Yes, sir.
The second thing is I take offense at calling what he does military. All right, he's in a school for boys. And if they want to pretend to be soldiers, that's fine. But, turn the music off, kid.
Where are you, kid?
I'm in my dorm room.
Well, what is that sound?
It's just people opening their lockers.
Go ahead.
Okay, whatever. The point is that you have no
this
idea...
This is my music!
I am the worst thing.
You want to be a smartass? I'll hang up on you, kid.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil, David. This is just I certainly hope this is not indicative of what all the kids out there who want
to... So, in other words, I want to go to Afghanistan. I want to go to Afghanistan, and you don't think I should.
Apparently, you can't follow a simple instruction from a superior, which apparently indicates to me that you're not a very bright boy, and the military would never accept you.
We're highly trained at Bradley.
Well, you know what? Just because Mommy and Daddy have a lot of bucks doesn't mean anything, son, okay? Being a soldier is a lot more than just being some punk kid who thinks he needs to listen to a certain kind of music. The First Amendment speaks to all music, all types of expression, not just some knucklehead named Eminem, okay?
Is you in the military?
I fight for Eminem's right to be an idiot, okay? That's the great thing about this country, is if he wants to be a moron, that's fine. He's allowed to be a moron, but you know what? Market determines what we listen to.
Yeah, but
if the radio doesn't play him, it's because most people don't want to hear him. Now,
I don't think that's true.
Well, you know what? What you think isn't really important. If you're going to be a soldier, you do as you're told. And then by the time you're smart enough and old enough, maybe you can make a decision that's intelligent and people will listen to you.
Permission to speak.
I see absolutely no reason to listen to anything you say. And you need to stop using the term military because what you do is play little toy soldier. That's it. There's nothing dangerous. You're not learning anything other than how to be a toy soldier. When you grow up and join the real service and you work with real men, in real danger, in real combat, then you can call Phil Henry's show and talk about what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. But you don't see a whole lot of soldiers.
All right, wait a minute, David. What was that?
What?
What was that you just did?
I was listening to him.
You belched into the phone, didn't you? Jeez.
Phil, this kid's pathetic.
No, I want to say something, if I may, sir. And
sure,
that is that Mr. Eminem, okay, here's the mistake we all might be making. What if Eminem's listening right now to what you just said, and you said he's an idiot?
Okay, that's my right. This is the United States of America. Freedom of speech, friend. As long as Phil Henry wants to let me talk on his show, then I
what
can
kind of guns do you guys
what
use?
Want.
What kind of guns do you guys use?
We have guns.
What kind?
Right now, they're wooden ones, but they're going to give us...
I'm sorry, Phil.
Okay.
We try. No name, no gimmick. Two trailer park girls go round the outside. Round the outside.
You know, Phil, I'm burning valuable cell minutes.
I know.
Listening to some punk kid who has no idea about
check it
anything.
Out. Check it. Yo, my name is R.C. and I come from the street, chilling with a 40 in my yard.
Yeah.
Maxin', waxin', chicks say hoppin' on my junk. Coming out of county, hit the street, little homie come up to me, I hear six cats. Really no thing to me. I, straight out of Chatsworth.
I,
it's all good, homie. Straight out of Chatsworth.
It's all good.
Oh, no. Straight out of Chatsworth. Don't sweat me, freak. I? Straight out of Chatsworth.
Yeah, I.
I'm RC. You better watch it, homie, because I'm OG.
You are wrong.
Know what I'm saying?
I?
Yo, with my posse in the house.
What?
The people call me Mouse. Popping caps in my head, and then I sport some... I screwed it up. Yo, my posse's in the house. The people call me Mouse. Popping caps in my head, and then I sport some wood.
And you're chilling with a 40 in your yard.
I pulled the trigger in my 9, drinking strawberry wine. Then I took a cap in the ass. Take a cap in my ass, and then I smoked some grass. And then I had to help my dad at the hardware store. Check it. I, straight out of Chatsworth.
I know it's all good, bro.
Know what I'm saying? Straight out of Chatsworth.
It's all good.
Oh, that's hot.
Straight out of Chatsworth. I...
Chilling in your yard with the 40.
Check it out. Straight out of Chatsworth.
Yeah, I...
Yo. My name is RC. I may have a nut, but I can bring it.
Oh, God.
Cruising in my truck to find a chick.
And then you sport some wood.
I'm not a whore.
She wanna hop on my junk. Check it out.
I...
Chilling on my butt because I just got one nut. Look out, little homie with a machine gun.
What?
Straight out of Chatsworth.
Chatsworth.
Did you want to have a frosty one?
I. Straight out of Chatsworth. Mom! I got chlamydia. Straight out of Chatsworth.
I.
Straight out of Chatsworth.
Yeah, I.
Hanging with the OGs. Hanging with the OGs.
Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
TV Guide has named its top... Oh, by the way, that was me playing the part of R.C. Collins. That's what we do in our show. I play the part of different characters, and then people call in thinking he's a real guy. R.C.'s one of our favorites. Those of you who have followed the adventures of R.C. Collins know that he's gone from being a latchkey kid living somewhere in Chatsworth to... a young man whose father has now put him in a military academy, and he seems to have found some center. He seems to have found his manhood to a degree, but he ain't fighting for this country unless Slim Shady is on the radio with his new one, Without Me. And that's what we do on our radio show. If you'd like to check out more, well, listen to more of the show, or you can go to our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. Don't forget to pick up that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, just in time for Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, graduations coming up. Might be kind of a cool goof gift for that graduate in your family. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. TV Guide has named its top 50 shows. No reason is given as to why these are TV Guide's top 50 shows. And I'm not going to sit here and go through a huge conniption because maybe Star Trek ain't on here, you know. But I'm curious as to why they made, let's say, for instance, Late Show with David Letterman number 7 on the list, and The Tonight Show with Jay Leno didn't even make the top 50. Didn't even make the top 50. The Late Show with David Letterman, the CBS Late Show with David Letterman, the show that's been on for like, 9 years, is number 7. Leno's show ain't even on the top 50. Is it because the show sucks? Is it because the show ain't as good as Johnny's show? I don't know. Number 1 show, Seinfeld. Number 2 show, I Love Lucy. Number 3 show, The Honeymooners, a show that was canceled after, I think, a season. Number 4 was All in the Family. Number 5 is The Sopranos. Number 6 is 60 Minutes. Number 7, Late Show with David Letterman. Number 8, The Simpsons. Number 9, The Andy Griffith Show. That's one that I did not... I used to watch it in reruns. I have to say I like the characters of... I like the different characters. Otis the Drunk. And Barney was a riot. And Aunt Bee, who, by the way, my understanding is the actress that played Aunt Bee hates that show and won't have anything to do with any of the people in it. And they wanted her to be a part of the reunion, and she wouldn't have anything to do with it. She can't stand it. Remember Aunt Bee? She couldn't stand every second she was on the set of that thing. I'm just kidding. No, actually, part of what I'm saying is true. I don't know about couldn't stand every second. Number 11, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Number 12, The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. Number 13, The Dick Van Dyke Show. Number 14, Hill Street Blues. 15, The Ed Sullivan Show. 16, The Carol Burnett Show. Boy, did I hate that show. My mom watched that show. It's like that and The Red Skelton Show. I wanted to just, I wanted to eat my own face. The Today Show, number 17, Cheers, 18, 30-something, 19, St. Elsewhere, number 20, Friends, number 21, 22 is ER, 23 is Nightline, 24 Law & Order, 25 MASH, 26 The Twilight Zone, 27 Sesame Street, 28 The Cosby Show, 29 Donahue, number 30 Your Show of Shows, number 31 The Defenders, number 32 An American Family, number 33 Phil Donahue, number 34 Montel Williams, number 35 Rosie, number 36 Will and Grace. I'm just